Zvakanaka mhuri yeZimbabwe.
Good buddy Zimbabwe Ligali Chona Janim Chakasa Mushe Muri Zimbabwe Kwazwai Yebo Zulugandaba. Welcome. If you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related Muri Zimbabwe on Tuesday, the 16th of February 2021. Chakasa Mushe Zimbabwe Mushe Muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hore. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, unfortunately, Tine Urombo, Silusi Zingempela, we apologize. Due to umkhuhlane we coronavirus, we have had to work from home. What this means is this is a pre-recorded broadcast, and you, our loyal listeners, unfortunately, cannot join us live as per usual. But this is an announcement that's soon coming to an end for now. I'll let you guys know on more details later on towards the end of the program. But Nasi Muri Zimbabwe, unfortunately, this is a pre-recorded program. So what you can do is, if you're looking to participate or give your input, you can still send us your messages per WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. The number again, +1 202 465 0318. This broadcast is also going to be available on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Sakamsakangano Muri Zimbabwe. Please, for those that are going to be watching on Facebook, press the share button. Don't forget to put your comments in the comment section. Like and hearts. You are there. Tonight on The Connection, Muri Zimbabwe, nasi pachirongwa chedu chevechi. Biki, tukuendra mberi, tichitarisa nyaya chirwere che coronavirus. We continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic, which has caused havoc worldwide, Muri Zimbabwe, claiming millions of lives worldwide. But tonight we focus on the most recent development in Zimbabwe. For those that do not know, yesterday Zimbabwe received 200,000 vaccines from China as a donation. Something that President Emmerson Mnangagwa received. But now, President Emmerson Mnangagwa also announced a two-week lockdown extension. So the lockdown is going to be extended for another 2 weeks. The conditions and the restrictions are pretty much the same, except it's been slightly relaxed for people who are part of the business community. The times of which people will be able to operate has been slightly relaxed. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, Zimbabwe also witnessed a donation of 200,000 COVID-19 vaccines from China yesterday, which, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and for those watching on the screen, you can see his tweet. He says, Zimbabwe, they received it, and of course they are expecting that people will start receiving it as early as this week. Amongst the first to receive it are going to be people who are part of the frontline workers, that means doctors, nurses, it's going to be the elderly and people with underlying conditions, and some government workers. Here we're talking about people who work in jails and other similar environments. So, Muri Zimbabwe, let us head over to a clip of President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking yesterday at State House as he commented on the COVID-19 vaccine, and he explains more on what exactly is going to happen in Zimbabwe COVID-19 related. Let's hear more from President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
As I accept this vaccine donation on behalf of the Zimbabwean people, let me express my appreciation to China for always being a steadfast partner to the people of Zimbabwe. Even as you battled the vaccine on your own shores in China, you never neglected to lend a helping hand to Zimbabwe. This consistent display of our unwavering partnership is a strong evidence of the strength of our bilateral relations, close collaboration, and enduring ties between our two peoples. It also testifies of the commendable leadership role that the People's Republic of China has continued to play in global efforts to combat the spread of the virus. Your Excellency, as I conclude, may I ask you to convey my gratitude to my dear brother, His Excellency President Xi Jinping, for this donation. Let him know that we are grateful that yet again the sisterly People's Republic of China has demonstrated its solidarity by being the first to partner with us in the effort to vaccinate our people. We are confident that this will enable us to enter a new dawn in our fight against this global pandemic, the COVID-19. I thank you.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from our President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This was yesterday as he was addressing the nation, updating people on what's happening with regards to the vaccine that Zimbabwe received yesterday from China. But now, upon the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday, Maria Zimbabwe, the ambassador of China, Guo Xiaochun, is on record saying that China has received requests for this coronavirus worldwide, not just in Zimbabwe. However, because of the relationship that they have with Zimbabwe, they found it very necessary to prioritize the Southern African nation, supporting the sentiments that were just recently echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Let's head over to a clip of the ambassador of China to Zimbabwe, Guo Xiaochun, as he echoed those sentiments yesterday and explains more about the relationship that Zimbabwe has with China. And, of course, he talks of the coronavirus vaccine.
We are also facing the enormous amount of supply of vaccine in China. But Zimbabwe is our brother. So the assistance of vaccine and the supply of vaccine to Zimbabwe is not a problem.
Well, Mudia Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Guo Xiaochun. This was yesterday at the airport when the COVID-19 vaccine landed in Zimbabwe. He's talking about the relationship that Zimbabwe has with China, and of course, that they find it very important that Zimbabwe maintains these relations, and they found it very important, and they didn't even think twice about ensuring that Zimbabwe receives the coronavirus vaccine. But now, following this arrival, Maria Zimbabwe, there's been a lot of reports and a lot of people asking several different questions as to what's happening with the coronavirus. Zimbabweans are wondering where this virus that's coming from China, how effective is it? How will it be distributed? How many more are going to come? Because just yesterday was only 200,000 vaccines. So let's head over to a report courtesy of Reuters, which explains more in terms of what's happening with the COVID-19 virus that arrived in Zimbabwe.
Touching down in Harare on Monday, Zimbabwe's first coronavirus vaccine. This first batch of 200,000 Sinopharm doses is a donation from China. Another 600,000 will follow in early March, the government has said, though it's unclear how much the cash-strapped nation will pay for those. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga said frontline health workers would be first in line for inoculation.
We received this vaccine as a gleam of hope to the nation that finally we may be on the verge of returning to some semblance of normal.
Only a handful of African nations have begun vaccinations, even as much wealthier nations race ahead with mass immunization programs. The African Union says it has secured roughly 670 million doses for the continent of 1.3 billion people. Zimbabwe has set aside $100 million for vaccine procurement and is looking to immunize around 60% of its population with 20 million doses. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube says 1.8 million doses will come from China. Negotiations are also underway with Russia over its Sputnik vaccine, and Zimbabwe expects more doses from India and through the COVAX global distribution scheme.
Well, Mudia, Zimbabwe, you heard them there. That was Reuters explaining what's happening with the coronavirus. But they also quoted the finance minister, Professor Mthuli Ncube. Luckily for us, we have a clip of Professor Mthuli Ncube speaking for himself yesterday at the airport. The clip we have is courtesy of Studio 7 reporter, Rotendo Mawere, who managed to capture Professor Mthuli Ncube explaining more yesterday. Let's head over to that clip to hear what Professor Ncube had to say.
Our strategy as a government dealing with the pandemic is saving lives first, and then livelihoods. And the vaccine really constitutes the silver bullet in dealing with long the pandemic in terms of saving lives. And this is the beginning. And we really thank the People's Republic of China for the efforts of the Ambassador Lau and the Chinese Embassy for this gesture to the people of Zimbabwe. But it's only the beginning. We have a program, and next month we'll be again acquiring additional vaccines from China to the tune of at least 600,000 doses. And the program will continue as we head towards to that target of 1.8 million that we'll acquire from the People's Republic of China. And we'll carry on until we're able to cover the herd immunity population of at least 10 million Zimbabweans. Only then we know that everyone is protected, that this virus will slow down in terms of spread.
Well, that was the finance minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Professor Mthuli Ncube, explaining more in terms of the finances and, of course, how many people are going to be receiving the target in terms of how many people are going to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. But now, whilst on the discussion of the COVID-19 vaccine, medical experts also gave their input on what should be done in Zimbabwe and, of course, the procedure behind everything that needs to be done. Over the weekend, my colleague Blessing Zulu reached out to medical expert Dr. Brighton Chireka, who gave his input on what he thinks needs to be done with regards to the COVID-19 vaccine. And of course, he also talks to people themselves who feel a little skeptical with regards to this vaccine. Let's hear more from Dr. Brighton Chireka.
Kuya kwe nomba mika ya Zimbabwe chini chinofana kuti tichigamuchire nemufaro. Nekuti kubaya kwe nomba zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinga kwanisa kushandisa kurwisa chirwere cheCOVID-19. Tinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda vanenge vachibvunza kuti zvabva kuChina zvinorevechi. Asi nomba iya iri kubva kuChina tinoziva kuti inomba yakashandiswa kuChina inomba yakushandiswa kune dzimwe nyika. Saka inomba yakanaka. Hakuna nhomba yati yaonekwa inoti iri kushanda zvose zvinhu. Nhomba idzi dzinongoenderana nezvakatisiyanei. Saka nyika yedu yeZimbabwe nga inofanira kuwana nhomba dzinobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana. Zvinova ndizvo zvavari kuronga. And tanga tiri pameeting yanga ichitaurwa nevakuru vekuministry vachitaura kuti vakagadzirira kuti vanoona nezvemushonga vachatanga vatarisa iyo nhomba yekuti yakanaka here vozoidistributa kubva kuHarare kuenda kumaprovince kusvika kumadistrict nekumahealth centers. Mukatarisa kuti mushonga yese hatigadzire mushonga munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Mushonga yese inobva kune dzimwe nyika. Zvichireva kuti mushonga kana yapinda munyika medu, pane bazi rinotarisa kuti mushonga yauya iyi ndiyo here mushonga iyi yatiri kuziva sematauriro yakaitwa. Vanoitawo matest avo. Zvichireva izvo kuti iyoyi mishonga yenhomba painouya ichatariswawo yozoendeswa kumaprovince kusvika kumadistrict nekumahealth centers. Tine vakuru vezveutano vanonzi World Health Organization, tine vakuru veutano muAfrica vanonzi Africa CDC. Vese vavo vanogona kutibatsira kana tichinge tisina zvekutarisisa kuti mishonga yedu yakanaka here. Saka rubatsiro rwuripo, Zimbabwe yachona inogwanisa kuzviitawo. Saka kune rubatsiro rwupachena rwavanokwanisa kutora kana vachinge vachiruda. Asi chatinoziva ndechataudzwa chatikuriashwa ndechekuti vanoona nezvemushonga ndo vachatarisa mishonga iyi vozoibvumira kuti iende kunoshandiswa. Tinofanira kuziva kuti nyika yedu yeZimbabwe kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma sei, nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba chinhu chatinokwanisa kuita. Immunization chinhu muZimbabwe chatakwanisa kuita. Vanhu vazhinji tabayiwa nhomba, vanhu vazhinji takabayiwa zvegwirikwiti. nyange zvakaoma sei panyaya nhomba tinokwanisa kubaya vanhu nhomba zvichireva izvo kuti hapana chinhu chitsva chiri kuuya panhomba iyi iri kubayiwa yecovid.
Wamuri eZimbabwe, you're hearing there from Dr. Brighton Chireka, medical expert, who's talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. Aiwa, varikurudzira kuti aiwa, sezvamuri kunzwa oka, nhomba iyi is already, irikutoshandiswa munyika dzakasiyana-siyana, saka varikuti aiwa, vanhu vanofanira kupembera nyaya yekuti pava nenhomba. There is now a coronavirus vaccine that is in Zimbabwe. But now, just to give you all an update also, some of the reports that are coming in today is that there's also the Chinese doctors are already in the country that are already training people on what's going to be happening with regards to, I guess, using the coronavirus vaccine. So that's already some of the things that are being done in the country. But now an update with Zimbabwe on COVID-19 statistics before we head over to the youth to hear their thoughts. An update on the latest figures according to the latest information released by the Ministry of Health. 1,481 PCR tests were conducted last night. 50 new cases were detected, 158 recoveries, and 10 deaths. Mudia Zimbabwe, the country currently has 35,222 confirmed cumulative COVID-19 cases, 30,759 recoveries, and 1,410 deaths. Now, without further ado, Mudia Zimbabwe, let us head over to the youth to hear what they have to say about the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, the lockdown extension. Joining us via telephone is Nkosikhona Dibiti, the founder of Community Podium TV. He's one of our regulars here on The Connection. He's been here giving us valuable information on our coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Dibiti, Nkosikhona Dibiti, welcome to the program. Let us know, what is your take before on the COVID-19 vaccine that is in Zimbabwe? Ukubona njani lokhu before?
I've noticed also the numbers are going down, the number of deaths, the number of people contracting COVID-19. It seems the lockdown probably is working, and I would agree to that because that's the measure, that's the practical measure that we have implemented as a country, you know, the lockdowns and things like that. But We would want to then see how it goes, because when we opened the country, I think sometime early December, we closed again. That's why we so we need to then say, okay, if the lockdown is working, how do we sustainability issues going forward?
Would you argue that this is now a reflection of what's happening on the ground with regards to, I guess, the respect of lockdown regulations? Do you think that people are now starting to abide by these rules of Korama mask, not social distancing and so forth?
Lately, I think this January, there's been a lot of, police were doing these bleeds where maybe you're walking in the street in town, and then they ask you, where are you going? Where is your exemption letter? There was those bleeds, and you know, the fine was a bit stiff. 5,000 RTGs is a lot of money, but because people were not paying and they didn't have the money, I heard a friend saying they were detained because they were asked in town, where are you going? You didn't have anything that allowed in the system. Then you were catched. The police came up for in the evening, 4 PM, and let to go home. So it was some form of punishment and detention. So that has helped a lot because I've seen the numbers reducing, you know, and you are not so sure who is who. As you walk around the street, you might be asked, why are you in town and what are you doing? So these measures have also contributed a lot to the flattening of the curve, I think.
Now, I want to talk about the big discussion of the day, not just today, but, you know, what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. The COVID-19 vaccine, the ones that we've been waiting for, are finally in the country. They arrived Monday morning. Now, with the COVID-19 vaccine coming, there's been a lot of talk around the vaccinations. Of course, we heard President Emmerson Mnangagwa also taking to Twitter, saying that vaccinations are going to start as early as this week. Why? Because the sooner that we can get the country vaccinated and protected, the sooner that, for example, the economy can come back to life. What are people saying about this? Are people ready for the vaccination?
You know, the first issue around the vaccination is we've not had enough conversations about the vaccination as a country. It's been here and there. We are trying to work to procure the vaccine, but we haven't come to a point where we then say, okay, what is a vaccine? How is it going to be administered? Where do you access it? Who accesses it first? And things like that. So you find that right now, I remember I actually put a WhatsApp status to say 200,000 doses of vaccine have arrived from China. And people were asking me, do you trust the Chinese? Some were saying, ah, but that's not enough. You know, some would be like, ah, so how, who gets what way? And do you have to, we have, should we have tested COVID positive for COVID-19 to access? What criteria is being used even for the 200? But I've seen government issuing statements around the priority and the phases that the rollout will go. But it seems on the ground, people are not so sure about the COVID-19 vaccine, what it is. All we know is that it's in the country, and people have reservations about China, but these are the conversations that we need to strengthen even as a country to then say, let us explain in simpler terms, vaccine is a big word. I don't even know what vaccine is in the world, you know, but we need to break it down to the ordinary person to then say, if we say we have received, what does it mean for the ordinary person in the street?
For a very long time, we've been educating people on what coronavirus is, what washing hands is, and so much more.
Yeah.
And after conversations with medical experts, they're saying that the biggest reason why there seems to be some kind of push and pull situation here between government and, of course, the regular citizen is that there's not enough information on these vaccines. There's not enough knowledge on, like you said, what a vaccine is, and then much more in terms of how will people react and so much more. How important do you think it is for, with regards to educating Zimbabweans on the COVID-19 vaccine in this circumstance? And how important is it for someone to reach to the everyday person? Because some experts are saying, don't just end on radio and newspapers, but go door to door, knocking on people's doors and explaining to them the importance of this vaccine. How important is such?
It's very, very important. I think we, as an organization, we are finalizing a podcast where we got, you know, views from rural, remote communities in Matabeleland here about the vaccine. You find many, many, many different theories. People, that information gap is the one that has given us the problem that we are at. Because we wanted to just check the perception around the COVID-19 vaccine. What do people think, emakhaya in the rural areas, and have they heard about the vaccine? But you find that in these same rural areas, there are many theories, misconceptions, misunderstandings, and at times, all that information has no basis. So, which means there is need actually to go down to the ordinary person, beyond the statements, beyond the media leads, beyond the stories or radio programs, to go and try to demystify these means and this misinformation that is already doing rounds about the vaccine. And some are actually labeling it. No, it's not for us. Let it start with maybe people in high offices. It's not for us. The ordinary person, we can recover. So you find that there is a lot of conversations in the communities that is not based on knowledge. So there is, in that gap, it will be difficult if we take a bit longer to deal with this in terms of giving people information so that they can make decision whether to take the vaccine or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, as Community Podium CV, you guys have had, you know, for over a year now since the breakout of COVID, have been having conversations around coronavirus, not just giving news, but also educating people on what COVID-19 is. Seeing as though the big moment of the vaccine is now here, and like you said, the need for that conversation is there. Do you guys have any programs that you're looking to roll out that are going to be helping people, not just in the Matabeleland region, but I guess across the whole nation?
Yes, we actually working with one of our partners. We're trying to come up with a perception survey, but it will not end as a perception survey using, you know, your WhatsApp board. We're going to roll it out as a way of get the perception of people, give people information, and let them make informed decisions. Let someone say, I'm not taking the vaccine because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that, you know, scientifically proven information or verifiable information about the vaccine, the actual dose that one is supposed to take, and they make an informed decision based on correct information. But it was very important for us to at least get a feel of the gaps that exist in communities about the vaccine, so that even if we are then doing after the research, we then share that information with the people that is relevant to at least what they see, we see as an information gap, we see as a misinformation issue, where we see as the people don't even know. So that survey was going to help us to look into that. So with the vaccine, the first batch having arrived, we're actually running out of time because we're doing this in the next few weeks, so that at least we gather enough information around the perception and the research sample. We're looking at about 4,000 or 5,000, you know, WhatsApp has asked, you know. So we're looking in, okay, after this, where are the information gaps? Because we feel it's not easy to just overload people with information that they don't understand. But let's get to have a feel. Where are the gaps? What is already known in the communities? And where are the gaps? Who can then to have conversation? It's clear one or two issues might be existing in communities. Because in the community, the issue is, one person can come up with an idea about what a vaccine is, what it's supposed to do, and share it widely. And it's the whole thing amplified. It's people forward on WhatsApp groups and on a daily basis. So you can find that the misinformation component might be running so fast than the actual information that we need to require. Right now, we have received 200,000 doses of the vaccine. Many will be asking, what type of vaccine is it? How does it work? What are the side effects? You know, the whole works. Of which scientific people or medical practitioners can highlight to those issues. Then, if that information is available, then we can easily channel it back to the community so that the rollout is much easier and people can make informed decisions.
Abantu bayazwisisa na kahle kahle ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini vaccine njalo bakhangelela ukuyithatha na i-coronavirus vaccine.
Ibesenza uhlelo, yazi na sikhuluma nge-vaccine, ibesenza uhlelo njenge-community podium lapha ade sikhuluma labantu esebenza la kuma emakhaya lapha, sithi alike lisende lama note la abantu bathini bacabanga ukuthi I'm going to go to the vaccine. Imbonweni leyo ukuthi zibe khona ukuthi thina njengelizwe asithathanga isinqubo sokuthi singakayitholi leyo vaccine, isikhathi sesifundisa abantu ukuthi kuyini, ngoba ivaccine ivele ihlatshwe ngabantu. So nxa abantu bengakazwisisi, bengakaphiwa information ukuthi ivaccine esiyitholayo ngeyani, isebenza njani, abayitholayo bayithola njani, uhlatshwa ngaphi, ungahlatshwa kumele wenzeni, yimbuzo esuke ibe mningi than ukuthi khona i-vaccine isikhona esengihlangane lapho, ukuthi abanani bathi njengoba sibuyile manje kwenziwa njani, kuthiwani, sithini thina njengozulu.
Let's wrap up our conversation here. For those that are looking to, I guess, follow your programs as Community Podium TV, like you said, you're going to have the vaccine rollout, education, and so much more. Where can they find more information on Community Podium TV?
Okay, in Community Podium, we are found on Twitter as Community Podium, on Facebook as Community Podium, on Instagram as Community Podium, on YouTube as Community Podium TV. We can also visit our website, www.communitypodium.org. So that's where you can find us. We'll share as much information as possible about COVID-19 vaccine and as we go forward.
Well, Moria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Kosikona DVT. Shout out to DVT for joining us. Pano Pachirongo Cheruchewe Chikliki giving his input on the COVID-19 vaccine. Tipe Womaundre, you Moria Zimbabwe. Are you going to be taking the vaccine when it's ready for you? +1 202 465 0318. But now, speaking of the listeners, earlier on I mentioned kuti munokwanisa kutumira my voice note for +1 202 465 0318. This is something we've been asking people to do week in, week out. We saw some audios from you, our loyal listeners, and of course some people that have spoken to Studio 7 correspondents, giving us their input on the COVID-19 vaccine. Are they going to be taking it? If not, what are their concerns? Let us hear more from some of our listeners. Elizweni
ayona I vaccine asisoli singatho njalo thina abanye, but into phela singayazi ukuthi sivaccine lwani. Nxa sivaccine akuvaccine abagulayo, kuvaccine wonke umuntu. Wena uyavaccinelana ungaguli, so kodwa ungayisoli, asiyisoli nxa bezayenza kuhle. Kodwa siyabe thina sicela njengabantu nje ukuthi abantu umuntu lokhu uqalise kuyiba abadala bevaccine bebona nje uyiba bahambahambayo. Thina ziyindawo sona sizihlalele, kodwa asiyisoli.
Bona abafundisa abantu le vaccine le akuqale ihlolisiswe ukuthi i-right yini for umuntu, kumbe yinto elande ukuzo-experimentela impilo zabantu. Ngoba one thing into efanele siyazi njengabantu ukuthi impilo yomuntu iyadura, njalo impilo yomuntu ayilantengo. Yikho apho kumele sinanzelele khona-ke khonapho. I-government ayenza ama-programs befinyelele abantu, akukhona ukuthi abantu bebonele ku-TV. Akula muntu obulekela i-TV these days. Abahambeli abantu emizini belalele ukuthi abantu isikhathi zabantu iziphi.
Ngeke sibonge ukuthi samukele ulutho mukuthi lizosetshenziswa ebantwini. Abantu bangafa ye, ilizwe lethu vele kunje abantu bayahlupheka. So we can't risk ukuthi impilo zabantu nje ubonge ukuthi ama-China sethu sigave ivasini kulo mkhuhlane waqala kiwo. Wayibona kuyibo abakutholayo kanti. I think we need more time ukuthi udinga ivasini sibile yiyo i-right. Asiyala abantu siyawudinga umuntu ongasinceda kulolu gubhane lwe-COVID, but hayi isikhathi sabo. I think the timing yangikhona vele akuyenzi.
Mina i-vaccine le COVID-19 once it's released isikhona sokuthi sithathe. Personally ngizayithatha. I'm going to take it and I encourage other people to take it because so far it looks like it's going to be our only hope to minimization of this spread of this pandemic. So ngibone ngani ukuthi siyithathe, kungaba yiyo yodwa option yethu out of this situation.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from some of the individuals that have spoken to Umsakazo West Studio 7, giving their input on whether or not they're going to take the vaccine, and of course their thoughts on what should be happening in the country. You heard one of the listeners there are touching on what Nkosikona Tibiti highlighted earlier on. Pano Pachirongwa Chiduchewe Chidiki Wachidi. Zaka kosha zikurusa kutipave nezvirongwa zvakatarisana kana zvakanangana nekudzidzisa uwandu, kudzidzisa vanhu munyika pamusoro pezvecoronavirus iripo. So you're hearing there from some of our listeners giving their input on what is happening elizweni. For those that do not know, Muriel Zimbabwe, Mr. Kangano, you can give us your input on +1 202 465 0318. Yesterday, the 200,000 COVID-19 vaccines that were donated to Zimbabwe by China arrived in the country. There's a lot that's happening. Even Namushats, Kulumanje, Muriel Zimbabwe. And today, there were some doctors that were being trained. Ukuthi, how do you go about to ensure ukuthi abantu are vaccinated elizweni? So there's a lot of things that are currently happening. But now there's also been another big question that we've been receiving lapha kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo here at Studio 7 around the COVID-19 vaccine. People are also wondering, once you've taken the coronavirus vaccine, do you still have to abide are by the rules that are set up by the World Health Organization? Do you still have to regularly wash your hands? Do you still have to wear your mask and other things? Let's head over to a VOA report that highlights what life after a COVID-19 vaccine looks like for a lot of people, what the scientists are saying, and a lot more. Let's head over to that report to hear more.
You might be done with the COVID vaccine, but that doesn't mean you can start ignoring face masks and social distancing, say doctors. All the safety measures must stay in place.
I work in a rehab hospital, so we treat a lot of patients post-COVID who are just deconditioned, very weak, still on oxygen. So we still are going to use our masking policies. We're still going to use N95s when necessary, and we're still doing social distancing.
That's because doctors say it's still not clear if someone who had the vaccine can still spread the virus.
You may still have a little bit of virus that isn't hurting you, but it's being spread if you cough or sneeze or talk closely to someone.
Doctors urge people who have been vaccinated to continue all the usual safety measures.
We wish to keep promoting wearing the mask in the general community. We can't have some people without masks and some people with masks. That's too confusing. Wearing the mask should be the socially normal thing to do for a while. We will let you know when you can throw away the mask.
Doctors also note that a single vaccine does not guarantee someone won't be infected, and caution there are new and evolving COVID-19 strains.
There's some evidence that the current vaccines are effective, but there's concerning new evidence that maybe not as effective against the South African variant.
Scientists also don't know how long the vaccine is effective, but some restrictions can be relaxed.
Suppose you want to get together with grandparents or others. If they are vaccinated and you are vaccinated, then you can get together. But suppose only they are vaccinated. Can you visit them? I say yes, but still be somewhat careful, right?
Doctors can't say for certain just yet when life will go back to the pre-pandemic normal. At first, they emphasize that it's important to get as many people vaccinated as possible. Polita Bokalets in Washington, NRIs, VOA News.
Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there a VOA report even after that number of coronavirus. But now, Muri Zimbabwe, there's also another entire discussion around coronavirus that is happening in the country that pertains to human rights. There's an entire human rights element of what's been happening. 2 weeks ago, we saw the Ministry of Information, the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, addressing the nation, telling people that as we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, there's a lot of people that are being arrested under the COVID-19 lockdown due to violating COVID-19 regulations. So there's a lot of people facing arrest and so much more that's happening with regards to human rights, the treatment of people even after they've been arrested and so much more. But even with the COVID-19 vaccine, there's still a human rights element to it. So we reached out to the National Director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, ZimRights, Mr. Zikamaibere, to hear more. Let's hear more from Zikamaibere about what's happening with regards to these arrests and so much more. Zikamai, welcome to the program. What's your input on this? Let us know.
Thank you very much, Mike. The COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe is more than just a health crisis. It has become also a human rights crisis. It has become a governance crisis. And it has become a humanitarian crisis because of its many facets. We have seen that the COVID-19 situation has provided an opportunity for the government to put in place measures that affect human rights in a big way. For example, the restrictions on movement, assembly, and civic engagement. These are not all bad because we're trying to control a virus. But the way that they have been implemented here in Zimbabwe leaves many questions. for example, the government has restricted assembly for COVID-19. But we have seen that while under COVID-19, they have gone ahead and conducted public hearings on Constitution Amendment Bill number 2. What that tells us is that the restrictions on assembly and movement are not genuine.
Under the COVID-19 lockdown, even a couple of weeks ago, I think it was either last week or the week before, we heard from Honorable Manukam Changwa announcing and updating the nation, I guess, on what's been happening COVID-19 related. And when she talked about the arrests, she highlights that thousands of people have been arrested for what they're saying is violations of the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. And in some circumstances, of course, it's people who are part of the informal sector who are going out there looking for means to make a living. But there's also been regular people that have been arrested going out there in town trying to shop. But because you're not within your immediate vicinity and you're traveling without the necessary documents, they're thrown in jail. What is your reaction to that as human rights fighters? So what advice would you have for people to ensure that people can't continuously find themselves in similar circumstances?
Yeah, of course, our first response was, of course, to respond to the police and to encourage the police. We published a policy brief in which we encouraged the police to use detention as a measure of last resort. Two wrongs don't make a right. So you can't arrest a person for not wearing a mask, then you throw them in a crowded truck and lock them up in a crowded cell. It means that conduct defeats the purpose of COVID-19 regulations. We have read reports from Gwanda. The majority of our people live in a state of deprivation. So there are places where people have no access to toilets. So in Gwanda, people use communal toilets. And these people were arrested because they were going to the toilet after 6 p.m. So they were arrested for going to the toilet. So it's a kind of law enforcement that is less or in fact overwhelmed with brutality as the police with a legacy of harassing citizens. So our response is that the police should use detention as a measure of last resort. But our advice, these measures have affected civic engagement. So our advice and response is that while people want to express themselves, to engage, it is very important that we become innovative as communities to find what tools can we make use of to continue to engage and associate without endangering others or putting ourselves in the line of danger at the risk of contracting COVID-19. One of the approaches that we have used at Zimrights is we have introduced what we call the digital activism strategy. So through the digital activism strategy, we create a number of digital platforms with about 200 WhatsApp groups across the country. We have got a very active Zimrights Live media platform, Twitter, Facebook, you name them. We're also going to be launching the Amalungelo called Zero Knowledge Platform. And these are tools in which we are saying you can still engage as citizens, express yourself, shout at your leaders, and make an impact without necessarily endangering yourself. We've also uploaded on these platforms, particularly on our website, the contacts for all members of parliament. And we've put resources for civic engagement, particularly in relationship to constitution amendment, where we are saying if you have something to say to your MP about the constitution, the amendment to the constitution, these are the key talking points, and this is the list of all the members of parliament. We've got emails there, we've got cell numbers there. You can still engage. Our encouragement now to the policymakers, to the lawmakers, is that maybe in this country they are not used to receiving calls from the electorate, but that's actually their duty. And because of COVID-19, they now have to embrace this new way of engagement.
The coronavirus vaccine in Zimbabwe has arrived. It is now in the country. And if we backtrack a week or two ago, as Zimrights, you actually approached the High Court demanding that our government make a clear rollout plan in terms of what's going to happen with the coronavirus vaccine. Between that then and now, of course, government has also used state media as a means to try to communicate to the people in terms of where they're getting the vaccine, how much it's costing, the distribution plans, and so forth. Is what government made available not enough for you guys? And if not, what more would you like to be added to what they've put already?
Yeah, so we actually, when we approached the courts, we were asking for two things. We wanted a rollout plan, and then we also wanted a budget allocation. We then launched a campaign, Where Are Our Vaccines, which we did with colleagues at Magamba Network, Kubatana, Zimcord, and Citizens Manifesto, in which we then broke it down to say, when we say we want a plan, what do we mean? And it's basically three elements. The first one is research into the vaccines. In terms of, you see, there's a lot of data, and there's a lot of stigma and mistrust associated with COVID-19 vaccine. But also there's a lot of stigma and mistrust associated with our government. And in response to that, we're saying they should do research. We saw in other countries in South Africa that they actually did research. They did clinical trials before deciding on which vaccine they are going to work on, because there is a lot to do with the vaccine and the COVID-19 strand that you are fighting. For example, at one point South Africa said a vaccine that had been said to be about over 80% efficient, they said as far as their strand is concerned, is only 20% efficient. And this is the kind of data, the kind of communication that a research would need to unveil. And the second thing is we then say publish the plan, the strategy plan for COVID-19 vaccine rollout. It's not a slogan, the one that we have seen from Nick Mangwana, or press statements, the ones that we have seen. A rollout plan is a detailed strategy that encompasses all aspects of how this is going to work. And then thirdly, we say it's transparency. Publish the contracts. Who is going to do the procurement? Who is providing the storage facilities? This is because we've got a legacy of corruption. And it's very important that we see how these things are managed. What the government has done so far is not a plan. But they produced a press statement.
Kana kuti vaccine yecoronavirus yasvika munyika iyi. Takaona either a week or two ago muchiendesa hurumende kucourt muchiti aiwa muda kuti hurumende inyatsoburitsa mashoko kana kuti inyatsoratidza ruzhinji rwevanhu munyika kuti zvii zvichange zvichiitika mairana nezvenhomba iyi yecovid-19. Asi tinoona kuti mapepanhau uyezve mumaredhio nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Hurumendewo vari kutaurawoka zvavari kuda kuita nenhomba iyi vachitsanangura vachiudzawo ruzhinji rwevanhu kuti aiwa nhomba iri kubva kupi ichange imari dzevapi vachange vachibhadhara kuti varipo here vachange vachibhadhara uyezve vanhu vangani vachange vachiiwana hamusi kufara here nemashoko ari kuburitswa nehurumende
hatisi kufara nemashoko ari kubudiswa nehurumende nekuti tinoona sekuti inyaya yekubatana kumeso. Kampeni yatiri kuita iyi yatakaendesa hurumende kumashare edzimhosva ine chekuita neiya yatinoti iyo transparency. Izvi zvine goko rekutiro muzimbabwe hurumende yedu inozikanwa nenyaya yeumbavha. Tinogadzirisa nyaya yeumbavha nekubudirana pachena. Ndosaka tiri kuti plan yacho yeCOVID-19 rollout ngaibude pachena. Plan inenge iri detailed. Pakampaign yatakaita iyoyo takatoisa in three phases. Phase yekutanga yatakati iyo yetsvakiridzo yekuti ndeipi nhomba inofambirana nedambudziko nechirwere chatiri kurwisa muno muZimbabwe yatinoti research iyi. Vasati vatombosvika pakudecida kuti iyi ndo nhomba yatiri kutora iyi vanofanirwa kutsvakiridza kuti ndeipi nhomba inoshanda pavana veZimbabwe. Isu takabuda tikati kuwana nhomba yekurwisana necovid-19 ikodzero yemunhu wese, iyo yakabatana nekodzero yeutano. Chechipiri, ndo yataka sisusu publish the plan. Saka wa publisher research nga wa publisher plan. Plan hii inobuditsa ma details. Yekuti zvine zvipi, zviri kuitwa nani, kupi ndiva nani vari involved. Kune dzimwe nyika vakatoforma a multi-stakeholder committee. Nekuda kwekuti dambudziko ratinaro re-COVID-19. Kuti tikwanise kusvitsa nhomba kuvanhu vanopfuura mamiriyoni gumi hazvisi zvinhu zviri nyore. Chechitatu chatakati isusu ngavaite inyaya yekuti publish the contracts. Yava inyaya ye-procurement service provision. Zviri kuitwa nani nekuda kwekuti tine dambudziko muno munyika reuori. Saka ngazvive pachena kuti zvichafambiswa sei.
Aiwa muri Zimbabwe, unfortunately, good things sometimes has come to an end. Tinotenda zvikuru savadzikamai bere nekupinda muchirongwa, giving us their input as human rights defenders on what's happening in Zimbabwe under the COVID-19 lockdown and, of course, with regards to the COVID-19 vaccinations. Now, muri Zimbabwe, unfortunately, time is quickly running out. But before we wrap up, pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki this year, ndakakuvimbisa ndikati change chipeta chirongwa every day, every week, pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, by celebrating the strides that Zimbabweans are making across the globe. This week, we profile DJ Stavo. Now, DJ Stavo is one of the most popular Zimbabwean musicians and producers that are well known across the globe for raising the flag high, producing quality work, and of course working with a lot of different stars from across the continent. DJ Stavo recently released his latest single, Ad Astra, which already is doing well, not just in Zimbabwe, but across the globe. This morning, Stavo sent me a clip of young stars on TikTok dancing to his song. So far, the song has hit thousands of streams on across the globe. So he's doing really well. So I found it very necessary and profile him and hear what he's been up to and, of course, how he's surviving under the COVID-19 lockdown. So let's head over to my conversation with DJ Stavo. Topeta Chirongwa Chelucha Nasi.
First of all, because of lockdown was one of the major reasons. I mean, you know, music is for an artist. Well, this is just my perspective, so don't hold me to say this is how the music industry is. But I believe, you know, my music is my business card. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I put out music, it's a business card to basically say, look, get hold of me, let's do a gig or something. And just with lockdown around the whole world, I mean, there's no gigs. So yeah. I was like, you know, I'd rather try and concentrate and look for a new sound and play around for a bit and see what we can do. So I've come up with a lot of music. I'm really, really, you know, raring to go. I've got tracks lined up. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to release one track as a solo project just to give my fans and try and get some new followers of the new sound that I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I want to briefly touch on what you mentioned there, that, you know, the whole lockdown situation, for especially for people like you that make money off gigs and so forth.
Yeah.
What's that been like, man? It's been a hectic, it's like really, over a year now.
It's really hard. You know, gigs are just being, you know, my European tour was put on hold and, mm-hmm. you know, I was really looking forward to that. I was supposed to be in America this right. coming April again. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to have done it last April. That was cancelled. Then we postponed it to again this year. But then it seems like as if that's on hold again. So it's touch and go at the moment. But I must say that one thing that has really improved would be our online presence in the sense right. of sales and all that. Mm-hmm. On streamings and all that, they have risen tremendously. So there's pros and cons to the whole situation. You gain somewhere, you lose somewhere else. So, but it would be nice if we could get gigs going again. I really miss, you know, being in touch with the crowd, the fans, and, you know, just being out there, you know. This lockdown is making me go.
Yeah. I feel you. I completely get you.
Yeah.
So, Because you're also an entrepreneur, as DJ Stubble, you're not just making music, you have so many different things. You've got the TTP caps and so forth.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
How are you adapting to everything that's thrown at you right now?
It's hard. It's hard. Right now, it's a mental game. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to make the right, when you're under pressure like this, trying to make the right decision is just really difficult because
right.
you make a decision and you think it's the right decision. Then you look back and you're like, okay, I think I made that decision under pressure,
mm-hmm.
And that's, I was just so eager. I announced that I was supposed to be dropping the track on the 12th.
Right.
As soon as midnight hit on the 11th, I was like, you know what, enough. Let me just drop it.
Mm-hmm.
All the digital platforms that were already having a go and everything, and I was like, you know what, release it. I'm ready. So, and I've taken a different strategy this time on the digital platforms of the countries that I've released.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to pave my way beyond Africa.
You hadn't put up music in a minute, but here you are, you're back at Astra. That's in your latest single.
The response of Ad Astra is just overwhelming. It's just, I couldn't have asked for anything better. Just for the response like that, I was like, okay, I could have made the right decision, in the sounds that I'm wanting to do. So I'm happy because I've got a lot of music lined up that I've already gone in that direction. So, I have got new followers coming in, and it's exciting times. I just wish I could just get out there and, let these new followers of mine experience a live mix,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Ad Astra, man. It's a very... It's a song, it's a track that's very close to my heart. It means a lot.
Why? Why?
Well, I think it's just basically, I called it Ad Astra because it's through hardships to the stars
mm-hmm.
and beyond. So it's just basically, just going through this whole lockdown, this whole journey and just saying, look, Ad Astra and TTP are just basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're all going through difficult times, but we need to reach to the stars and just, go further, man.
So I've listened to the full song. What I will say is it's very different for DJ Stavro. It's not the DJ Stavro that I'm used to. I'm used to, the mixture of from house with the Mendozas and the whatnot and the Jah Prayzers to the hip hop with the ASAPs. And then here comes Ad Astra. It sounds very electro, very Afro house.
Exactly.
Vocals, just the music.
Exactly.
What motivated that? It's very different from what I'm used to.
I think just experiencing the European market and I'm wanting to mix my experience on the European market with my experience with the African market. And there's no better way in just crossing over and saying, I can dab into your market, but at the same time bring a new kind of sound, the kind of thing. Yes, the sounds that are out there already, I'm not saying I'm bringing a brand new sound, but I'm saying for DJ Stavro, it's a brand new sound.
Let the people know, where can they find this Ad Astra song? And of course... what can we expect more from you in 2021?
Ad Astra is available on all major streaming platforms right now.
Let the people know where they can find you on social media.
Cool, man. It's Twitter. It's at DJ Stavro. Facebook, DJ Stavro. Instagram, DJ Stavro. And if you don't know who DJ Stavro is, Google me.
Ad Astra, DJ Stavro's latest single, Muria Zimbabwe. Check it out. It's available on YouTube and on other digital platforms. To follow him on social media, at DJ Stavro, DJ_STAVO. Muria Zimbabwe, unfortunately, chinoburuka chinomara. Tichirongwa, thank you so much to Bukosi Kona Kiriti, Tikamaibere, and DJ Stavro for joining us as we talk about COVID-19, the lockdown, the vaccine, new music, and so much more.
Now, as we wrap up Muriel Zimbabwe, I have an announcement. Usually, I'm always starting off our program by saying this is a pre-recorded program. And as of next week, Muriel Zimbabwe, it's Change Through Tose Like So, live in a studio. So make sure that you are there. And next week, Change Through Tose, you can join us live. You'll be able to call in. But you are not Muriel Zimbabwe. Don't forget, you can still send us your feedback on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Anokoneka inemfaro. Ndilo wenyu Maikove. Mtsoka zomushe. Zip. Papa mushe. Bye bye.